Good evening. We'd like to welcome everyone to this evening's meeting of the Mesa City Council for Monday, July 8th, 2013. I'm Mayor Scott Smith, and as always, it's an honor and privilege for me to conduct this meeting. We'd like to excuse the Vice Mayor, who's not with us this evening. Is Councilmember Summers joining us on the phone?
I am.
Okay, Councilmember Scott Summers is joining us on the phone. We'll begin with an invocation by Reverend Virgil Brainard of the Church of God. And he'll be followed with the Pledge of Allegiance, which will be led by Councilmember Chris Glover. Please rise for the invocation and the pledge.
Let's pray. Father, we are so grateful for these who have answered the call to civic duty, who carry the responsibility to make decisions. And I ask that you would guide them when the decisions are difficult, grant to them the courage of their convictions. And when the decisions are easy, give them that same kind of guidance because all decisions affect our city. And Lord, we pray that you guide this agenda tonight, the discussion, everything that is said and done, that our city will be stronger and that the community will be one of unity and harmony that will help each one in the needs that they have. And we ask these things in your name. Amen.
Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Please be seated. We'll now proceed with the welcome.
Welcome to the Mesa City Council meeting. Thank you for your interest in the City of Mesa. At this time, please turn off or select the vibrate option on all cell phones while the meeting is in progress. If you would like to speak on any items, please fill out the blue cards located in the back of the room and give it to the city clerk. We ask you to limit your comments to 3 minutes. You can also ask for an item to be removed from the consent agenda. Items on the consent agenda are read into the record and voted on in one motion. At the end of tonight's meeting, under items from citizens present, there will be an opportunity for 3 citizens to speak on any issue, with a maximum of 3 minutes each. The council cannot respond to your comments. When the mayor calls your name, please step up to the podium, state your name and address, and make your comments. The City of Mesa operates under a council district system, with the mayor elected at large. The mayor of Mesa is Scott Smith, serving his second term. There are 6 districts in Mesa, and here are your elected council members. In District 1, Dave Richens represents Northwest Mesa. In District 2, Vice Mayor Alex Finter represents Central and South Central Mesa. In District 3, Dennis Cavanaugh represents Southwest Mesa and the area south of downtown. In District 4, Christopher Glover represents Downtown Mesa. In District 5, Dina Higgins represents Northeast Mesa. And in District 6, Scott Summers represents Southeast Mesa. Information about your council member and the City of Mesa is available online at mesaaz.gov. All city council meetings are broadcast live and then rebroadcast on Mesa Channel 11 and on mesachannel11.com.
The first item on the agenda this evening is the consent agenda, which will be read into the record this evening by Kevin Christopher. Kevin?
All citizens are permitted and encouraged to speak on agenda items. If you're interested in speaking, please fill out a blue card in the back of the room and give it to the city clerk. When the council considers the item, you will be called to the podium to provide your comments. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the city council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion unless a council member or citizen requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed, a blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval of minutes of previous meetings as written. Item 3A, act on liquor license application for Modern Grove, 1958 East Brown Road. Item 4A, act on one-year term contract for replacement refuse solid waste bin lids for the Solid Waste Management Department. Item 4B, act on 6-month contract extension and dollar limit increase to the term contract for custodial services for secured city buildings as requested by facilities maintenance. Item 4C, act on 3-year term contract for on-site refuse truck washing services for the Solid Waste Management Department.
Item 4D, act on one-year renewal of term contract for Jet Aviation Fuel for the Police Department. Item 4E, act on contract to purchase engine overhaul parts and service for the Police Aviation Unit's P210 airplane. Item 4F, act on contract to purchase a new gas chromatograph mass spectrometer to replace a leased instrument for the Police Department. This purchase is fully funded by the intergovernmental agreement with the Town of Gilbert for lab regionalization services. Item 4G, act on contract to purchase a new gas chromatograph triple quadrupole mass spectrometer to replace a leased instrument for the Police Department. This contract is funded by the Governor's Highway Safety Grant and the Police Department operating budget. Item 4H, act on one-year renewal of term contract for water wastewater laboratory services for the Water Resources Department. Item 4I, act on contract to purchase new furniture for the Cubs spring training facility. This purchase is funded by the spring training bond fund. Item 4J, act on contract for city-funded utility improvements for the Central Mesa Light Rail Extension, funding from the Electric Enterprise Capital Fund. Item 5A, act on resolution authorizing the city manager to accept funding made available through the 2013 Burn Justice Assistance Grant Program to purchase fingerprint identification technology for the police department. Item 5B, act on resolution authorizing the city manager to execute the first supplement to trust indenture and joint payment agreement regarding the Lower Colorado River Multi-Species Conservation Program. Item 5C, act on resolution authorizing the city manager to execute an agreement with the Salt River Pima Maricopa Indian Community for the treatment of wastewater, where the estimated payment to the city of Mesa is approximately $1.2 to $1.5 million per year. Item 5D, act on resolution authorizing the city manager to execute the intergovernmental agreement with the Arizona Department of Health Services for reimbursement to the Fire and Medical Services Department of $25 per child or adult for providing childhood immunizations in Mesa and surrounding areas. Item 5E, act on resolution authorizing the city manager to execute the amended and restated Joint Powers Airport Authority Agreement and the amended and restated intergovernmental agreement for adding the city of Apache Junction as the newest member of the Phoenix Mesa Gateway Authority. Item 5F, act on resolution to continue negotiations to acquire 6 real and or personal properties along the Central Mesa Light Rail Extension and, if necessary, to avoid construction delays, authorizing and directing staff that fee title, easements, or other interest in and possession of certain real property and or personal property be acquired by the City of Mesa through eminent domain as a matter of public necessity. Item 5G, act on resolution ordering and calling a special bond election to be held on November 5th, 2013 to submit to the qualified electors the question of authorizing the issuance and sale of general obligation bonds. Item 6A, introduction of ordinance regarding Z13-24 north of 3142 North 90th Street and the 8900 block of East Plymouth, a rezone to establish City of Mesa zoning on annexed underdeveloped property. Item 6B, introduction of ordinance regarding Z13-25, 6521 East University Drive, located south and east of 65th Street and University Drive, rezone to establish City of Mesa zoning on annexed property. Item 6C, introduction of ordinance regarding Z13-26, 10,002, 10,018, 10,036, and 10,052 East Broadway Road, located north and east of Broadway Road and Chrisman Road, rezoned to establish City of Mesa zoning on annexed property. Item 6D, introduction of ordinance regarding Z13-27, 9651 East Brown Road, located south of Brown Road and east of 96th Street, rezoned to establish City of Mesa zoning on annexed property. Item 6E, introduction of ordinance regarding Z13-28, 10,100 block of East Boise Street, located east of Chrisman Road and south of University Drive, a rezone to establish City of Mesa zoning on recently annexed property. Item 6F, introduction of ordinance regarding Z13-33, the 8700 to 8800 blocks of East Upper Canyon Drive, located north of McKellips Road, east of Haas Road, rezone and site plan review to allow the development of single residence subdivision. Item 6G, introduction of ordinance regarding A13-03, annexing approximately 1 acre of land located west of the northwest corner of Merrill Road and Boise Street. This annexation is initiated by the property owner. Item 6H has been deleted. Item 7A, act on resolution and ordinance modifying rates for water utility services related to commercial and multi-unit dwelling water services. Item 8A, act on ordinance regarding Z13-08, the 7100 and 7200 blocks of East McDowell Road, parcel 51 of the Las Sendas Planned Area Development, located east of Power Road on the north side of McDowell Road, modification of the Desert Creek Planned Area Development and site plan modification to allow the development of single residence townhomes. And item 9A, act to adopt notice of intent to continue existing development impact fees and setting August 19th, 2013 as the date of the public hearing. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
Thank you, Kevin. Is there any item a council member would like to remove from the consent agenda? Is there any item that a citizen has requested to be removed from the consent agenda?
No request, Mayor.
Okay. We have a motion to approve the consent agenda from Councilmember Kavanaugh, a second from Councilmember Richens. We have a couple of comments, if we could, before we get going, before we move on. Item 5F, just want to make sure there were some questions before this. This relates to acquiring property along the light rail. As we've said all along, our first and our number one priority is to purchase property through negotiated prices, and we do everything in our power, and staff does a great job of working with landowners. Every once in a while, in a few very, very limited cases, we're unable to do that, and therefore all 5F is doing is giving staff the authority, if after all other efforts are exhausted, they have the authority to proceed with condemnation. That's what 5F. 5G, for those of you who are not aware, in study session, we actually, 5G is changed from what has been presented before. The resolution that we discussed last week and up until today's study session included three items that would be part of a bond election, one on public safety, one on streets, and one relating to a spring training experience. The spring training experience has been removed from that. Therefore, the resolution we are voting on in 5G only includes public safety bonds in the amount of $51.7 million and street and highway bonds in the amount of $79,100,000. So there are only two items on that resolution. The next item is item 8A, and we do have two citizens that wanted to be on the record of supporting, but they did not wish for it to be removed.
Mayor, we haven't voted on the consent agenda yet.
Oh, that's after. That's part of the consent agenda. Item 8A? Yeah, it's part of the consent agenda.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm just putting in the record that they support it. They didn't want to remove it or talk about it. Whew. Hey, I screw up enough on my own. Don't scare me when I'm actually doing something right, you know. You break the rhythm, Debbie. Item 8A, which remains on the consent agenda, because we have two citizens who wanted to be read in the record as supporting that, even though they did not want to remove it, and that's Mr. Jeff Brugos, who's the president of Los Angeles Community Association, and Ms. Barbara Carpenter wanted to voice their support of it, did not want to remove it from the consent agenda, nor did they want to speak on it. I'd just like to offer my little follow-up. Mr. Wesley, I hope that some of the specific design issues, and I'd like to add one other item, which is lighting in the courtyards. I have some ideas on that I've talked to you about that has nothing to do with the approval of this item, but just wanted to make sure those were on the record. Okay? I think that's it. So we have a motion. We have a second. Any other discussion? Please vote. Councilmember Summers, how do you vote?
Helps if I take it off mute. I vote aye.
Okay. The vote is 6 ayes, and the motion carries with Vice Mayor Finter absent. The next item on the agenda is items from citizens present. We have two requests to speak this evening. One from, I apologize, Mr. Murray Sharkey. Yes. Sir, you want to come on up? Now, Mr. Sharkey, under this item, since this is not an agendized item, you'll have 3 minutes, and we can't respond to your request. So,
since I have 3 minutes, I did put it in writing.
Thank you for coming here. Okay.
Name is Murray Sharkey. Address is 8541 North Farview Drive, Scottsdale, Arizona. Mayor Smith and members of the City Council, my name is Murray Shark, and I was originally scheduled to support an agenda item to allow a mobile home park in East Mesa to connect to the city sewer system and spread out sewer impact fees into two payments, one now and one in a year. This development agreement was proposed by the City Development and Sustainability Director, Ms. Christine Zalanka, and set for tonight's agenda. Last Wednesday afternoon, I was advised by Ms. Zalanka that the item was pulled because the city attorney felt that the payment program would be a funding instrument not allowed by Arizona law. Members of the council, I am not here tonight to ask that the Pueblo Grande DA development agreement be accepted. I'm here to ask your assistance in working together to address the issue of mobile home park septic system failures. As a professional engineer, I have been engaged in wastewater management for over 40 years, the last 19 in Arizona. While working in Arizona, I have found that many of the mobile home parks rely on septic systems for treating sewage. These systems were installed 50 to 60 years ago, much greater than their expected life of 30 years. These systems are now failing and causing public health concerns. Mobile parks and their residents represent a major economic force in your city. While my client was willing to move forward to upgrade their septic system, I know of many park owners that sweep the issue under the rug. By allowing a payment schedule for the sewer impact fees, it lessens the burden on park owners. Unlike single-family homes or new housing developments, mobile home parks are the only businesses that generate large impact fees at one time. In the case of my client, the impact fees are over $134,000 for a $150,000 construction project. The decision made on not phasing impact fee payments puts a damper on promoting mobile home park wastewater management. At this point, I'm asking the council to direct Sustainability and Development and the Attorney's Office to work with me in the next 2 weeks to see if this decision can be reversed. In fact, I got a call from Ms. Alanka today saying that the city manager had suggested that such a thing does happen. The deadline is important because we need to connect to the sewer before the start of the season, mid to late September. Beyond that, I would ask that the council address this issue of how to deal with mobile home park septic systems. The city now has adequate infrastructure to allow many of these parks to hook up to public sewers. The solution to this problem would be a great benefit to Mesa and its residents. I would be happy to work with your staff on this issue. Thank you for your consideration.
Thank you for bringing this issue. And it sounds like you're already talking to staff. And
yeah, Mayor, we need to, this is a priority for the city,
yeah.
The septic tank issue. We've talked about this on other instances. So we're going to try to find a solution to this. So maybe the proposal that was anticipated maybe quite wasn't able to get there, but we'll sit down and we'll try to find a solution for this.
Well, and then if staff could come back to council sometime, if there are requirements, if there aren't needed changes in state law,
right.
If you could work with us and work with others
absolutely.
To come up with those so we can work, bring our legislators into this to maybe change laws that would allow us to more easily solve this problem.
This is a health safety issue we need to support.
Yeah. So. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Next is Mr. Richard Tracy. Mr. Tracy, I think you're well familiar with the routine here. Glad to see you back.
Oh, thank you. You notice I'm not carrying the oxygen bottle anymore. I hope it stays up. But I've been here over 40 years. My first job was with the City of Phoenix as a municipal court judge hired to curb drunk driving, which was treated like a tennis offense in this area. And I was there. I left in private practice, and then I was a hearing officer with the Motor Vehicle Department. I'm very interested in the fact that in this nation, Mesa has often been guilty of having the highest fatalities for 1,000 persons. We have a legislature that does not want to spend any money on courts, so our fines for offenses include an $85 surcharge, while the fines are already sometimes twice as much and three times as much as other jurisdictions. We lack lawyers in our courts that handle as many as 200,000 cases a year. We've got legislators who are retiring to be the JPs. They're the only source there. Now, I'm particularly interested in the fact that the public Republic had said today, safety must be our first priority. Our first priority in this state is to save money, figure out how to do it cheaper, and photo radar, along with high sales tax registration that's sometimes 10 times higher than what the average person pays in this country, are ways that they feel are top priorities. I have some information that I want to pass on. I would like to have supplemented it with photographs, but unfortunately, I do not communicate with my iPad very well. I will try to get them copied and sent them, because two particular areas in West Mesa are of interest. Number one, Dobson and Southern, about 2,000 tickets a month. And in that particular case, it's a real tricker, because you cross the crosswalk with your vehicle and you must go another 10 feet before you're in the intersection. So during that 10 feet, people think they have cleared the intersection. There are four little dashes in three different places in that intersection, and if you don't cross those, you get the ticket. If people are crossing the walkway, which happens a lot because that's MCC location, they get tickets. We have not had fatalities there, but we have had at the over 350 intersections with traffic control devices, as I said, the highest fatality rate in the country. There should be five or six motorcycles out every night looking for the guy that's weaving down the road, forgot to put his lights on, and is a high alcohol risk or impaired risk. We have them all over. But we don't have them at Dobson and Southern. We have them out in the country where they go right through the lights. I've seen them. Well, I hope I haven't used up my three.
You have, and you did a good job with it. Thank you very much.
And I do hope that you'll review this material. I brought it to Representative Kavanaugh's attention last time, but I didn't get any results. The other place, of course, is the sidewalk along Rhodes Elementary School. Between Pennington and Longmore, there is no way that you can cross the road, but that's where you have the traffic photo radar light.
Great.
And
thank you, Mr. Tracy.
A quarter of a mile area that's already fenced, and people drive there at 40 without any problem with photo radar.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Okay. I have a motion to adjourn from Councilmember Kavanaugh, second from Councilmember Richens. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned. Thank you very much.